But if you know exactly what to do, it becomes a little into reach. The most important point which I want to say is that it is good to follow Guru, Sadhu and Shastra on this road, so that we are not going off the road somewhere. In the remaining days, that means today and tomorrow, I will rush through a seminar which is usually much longer, and it may not be possible for me to at every step explain so carefully, follow Prabhupada, the sadhus and the shastras. I have made this statement one time, and those of you who know how, who have listened to this statement, will kindly keep this in their minds. What I will tell you now, what I will give a seminar about now, is not is some new areas maybe, which have not been so often discussed. I thought, in preparing the seminar for the Radhadesh group, that you are an adventurous group of existential spiritual searchers. So I will try to give you now some tools into your hands. But when you practice them, you might like to reconfirm them with your own spiritual masters, and you might like to reconfirm them with Srila Prabhupada's books and with his many instructions on this matter. Such a seminar which like this cannot possibly spell everything out so super clearly, so I assume that you are practicing devotees who will know where to put the information, in which context to put it. Baladev Vidya Bhushana explains to us that whenever we hear some new scriptural or spiritual information which seems to go against which we know, we must bring it in harmony with the already known. Otherwise there is no progress possible, but a jumping, an ineffectual jumping of sorts. In my little road, I have started with a very important premise. To make contact with someone, you have to somehow come on the level of this person. For instance, if I want to discuss with a highly intellectual person, I have to see a little bit of his world view. If I want to speak with a person from Belgium, I have to learn a little bit about his language, his culture. If I want to make contact with Krishna, I must become spiritual, because Krishna is so spiritual. In puja, before the pujari enters the puja room where he wants to meet Krishna, he has a meditation which is called the Buddha Shuddhi meditation. Here is an important word. Bhuta means material element, and shuddhi, that's shuddha, means free from. These meditations go a little bit, they go like this. By nature, I am Krishna's eternal servant, but due to my own misfortune, I have become adverse to Krishna since time immemorial. As I identify myself with my temporary material body, I am constantly migrating in the cycle of samsara, always suffering the threefold miseries of material life. You know, he becomes aware, I'm essentially a spiritual soul. And as in this function, I will go to the Lord. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had such a prayer in this mood, which he would often pray I'm not a Brahmana, not a Kshatriya, not a Vaishya or Shudra. I'm not a Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha or Sannyasi. Who am I then? The translation of Prabhupada. I'm an eternal servant of the servant of the servant of Gopinath, the Lord of the Gopis. This becoming aware of one's spiritual identity is also important when you chant mantras. Who of you have chanted the Narayan Kavacha mantras and the procedures before them? It's in the Bhagavatam. When we were preaching in Afghanistan, we were in the hit list on the Muslims because we were preaching in the month of Ramadan when they were fasting and a little bit more agitated than usual. And we were very vocative. We had a school where we preached. We wrote Prabhupada about it. He wrote back to us, "Yes, my spiritual master said, one who has life, he can preach in." It was not me, there was two other very nice devotees who were doing the preaching. And yes. And anyways, then they sent a party of assassinators to us. And one time they almost got us. So at that time we found out we must do something to continue preaching to protect us. And we found the Narayan Kavacha prayers, which serve as a protective shield for the devotee. So before, or when you chant this, where you address the Lord, there is a meditation, which is a Buddha Sutta meditation. After finishing this chanting, one should think himself qualitatively one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full in six opulences. After finishing this chanting, the chanting are where you place different mantras on your body. It's a little technical, and those of you who are interested will read it anyways on their own. It's not my point to give a course on Narayan Kavacha Chir chanting. The point is, when you do these spiritual activities, you think you are spiritual. In fact, Sanatana Goswami says, before you chant the Gayatri mantras, you should do some little yoga exercise which will help you to become aware that you are addressing the Lord in a spiritual capacity, not as the body, but as the soul. And I wanted to take you to such a little yoga exercise, because teaching must be fun for the students. I hope you are in an experiential mood. If not, you can just sit and listen. But it's nice and it is authorized. Don't worry. Authorized by what? Well, it is a simple pranayama thing, and which Sanatana Goswami says, and authorized by the Narayan Kavacha meditation. Can I see if we have the tape on, if it were the CD on, because we need to do it the way it is done. I often do this in bigger preaching programs with newcomers, and it's the first time where I do it in Radhadesh with a mixed audience, newcomers and older devotees. Let us see if it works. Yes. This will be our Buddha Shuddhi meditation. You just come in time, Sitaram Prabhu. It is very good. So, may I should sit peacefully, that you don't get intimidated by me. May I ask you to sit down comfortably? Please sit straight. If you absolutely need a back support, it is all right. If you can do it without, it will be better. We will now do a simple pranayama exercise, which will help the waves of our mind to go down. If we have a very, if we can do it. Please close your eyes. Please breathe in and out, just very naturally. Please try to breathe in deeply. So loud, so loud, loud, softly. Use your sensitivity. I realize this may not be the right music for devotees, but don't worry. Breathe in very naturally and go deep. Try to breathe not just with the chest, but with the belly. In and out, most probably you will have to practice this a little. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, he is prana, he is the air. Let him come deep, this aspect, this prana, let it come deeply into you and fill you. When you breathe out, try to imagine that the tensions and whatever is burdensome is breathed out with it. Continue breathing in and out. And for a moment, don't concentrate on any thoughts which come. Sit peacefully. Now you will become a yoga scientist. Try to fix all of your attention at the point in your nose where the air meets the body. You will have to fix your mind only on that. Is it a little cool at the nostril? Maybe some more air coming in through the left or the right nostril. Fix your mind only on the breath, nothing else. Some thoughts may come, some thoughts may go. But for a moment, your mind is only focused on the in and outgoing breath. Don't force the breathing. Like waves in an ocean, it goes in and out naturally. Now please go in your mind to your feet and relax them. Totally relax the feet. Then in one sweeping movement, go through your legs and relax them. Continue to breathe in and out very peacefully. In a sweeping movement, go through your trunk and relax it. Go through the left and right arm, relax it.
You're